Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If for whatever reason you cannot listen to this show and this radio station on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com. You can also download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. And should you choose to, you could watch this program on Twitch every single day. And the Twitch feed is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man Straight Bourbon Whiskey. So, new presenter for the Twitch feed, which is great. And in fact, in the Twitch chat moments ago, I think it was Klutzo RL was asking if today's announcement about the status of Ken Laird means that he is my boss. And yes, Ken is now my supervisor.
Oh, I'd like to hear that. Yes.
Can we stop that? David Field works for you, Garrett Gray.
Ken is now my immediate supervisor, and I will obviously run anything that I do by him first.
That answer showed deception.
No, it did not. No, it did not. I had a lot of respect for Ken Laird. I have always had.
I look at it. We are working together, Greg, to promote the show in any way in which you find best fit.
Okay. All right. This is Roy. Hello, Roy.
Hey, what's going on? Congratulations, Ken. Appreciate all the knowledge you brought on to the Greg Hill Show team here. Wiggy, happy belated. I got the call yesterday, but Curtis was too busy talking, so he didn't pick up the phone. You know, you let the guy drive one time and he wants to take a new route.
Appreciate it, man.
And if I have a little quick take on the Patriots, I think their free agency was a little hyped up when everybody signed him. I think guys like Matthew Judon, a guy that I think everybody overrated him when the Patriots got out of view. It's a guy that averaged a career 6.5 sacks. I think everybody thought they were getting a 15-sack-a-season guy. So, I mean, you got 12.5 out of him. Bill Belichick pretty much doubled up his season.
Yeah, and we have to talk about this. Curtis actually made a great point during his lead. The Judon thing, we don't have time for it because we got to get to Wiggy's lead. But it's interesting when you look at essentially the two halves of the season for that guy and what happened to him. He was great. I mean, we would all acknowledge he was fantastic in the first half of the season. He disappeared the last 4 weeks.
Right, so it even goes a step further to, like, not even...
Is that him, though, or is that coaching?
Well, even more than a half. So I think, is there an injury that we don't know about? Because
we know about it now. This has now been, what, 4 days since the game? We would know.
Yeah, so if there's no injury, then maybe it's how they utilized him the last 4 games of the season. But why would that then change Like, that to me is the biggest, mystery is that you're playing that well, and then the last four games of the season, you kind of disappear. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to blame what happened on Saturday night on the free agency of Bill Belichick, you got to look more at the offensive side of the ball and the disappointments there. I mean,
right. And I wouldn't blame the free. I would say, you know, and I had this little kind of fun lead yesterday at the end of the show. Is,
well, how was it a lead if it was at the end of the show?
It was a tease.
It was a tease.
Oh, it was a tease.
Tease lead.
Yeah. Wait. Did you tease a lead at the end of yesterday's show for today's show?
Yeah, it was something. Yep.
Are you going to do that lead?
No. It was just,
you just remembered it.
I mean, this
God,
place,
who's running this place?
Honestly, this place falls apart when I leave. I just leave for a couple days. You got people teasing things that they're not doing on
the
show.
We were hitting records of streaming. It was unbelievable.
You have to deliver, Ken. Do you understand this as a manager, as a senior manager? You have to deliver on a tease.
Wiki was so excited about it, too. In the hallway, he was like, did you see what I did? I teased ahead my lead for tomorrow.
Yeah. Right,
no, he's not delivering on it.
Why don't you do the one that you teased ahead?
Well, because there was another one that I liked that I found. So,
okay, all right,
you know, the leads are so like
they're fluid,
yeah. and this they're so difficult because there's so many good things you get conflicted on what you should do.
I understand.
But anyways, that when you look at the game and you look at the question I asked, what is it, Bill Belichick the coach or was it Bill Belichick the GM that
let us down?
Yeah, that let us down in this.
It's the coach, and you know, Bill Belichick for two decades preached the art of war. All battles are won before they're fought. That was a Belichick trademark.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost this game before it started. They lost the bye week game against the Colts before it started. Something happened that got the team off focus. They didn't get the same leadership. Who knows? But that's not the ability of the players. The players won seven games in a row to go to 9-4 and be the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a huge barrage of injuries.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, if you chunk the season into parts, it was like, you know, are they going to believe in themselves? And then they start to believe in themselves, and Bill is obviously, you know, saying to them through talking to this show and others, you know, slow down a little bit on hyping yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go on the seven-game win streak, and then they essentially fall apart.
It all goes back to that Mac Jones feeling sorry for ourselves. Mm-hmm.
What
were you feeling sorry? Because something must have happened then. Because then we got a completely different team.
Right, but Bill always says, you don't know what your team is until what? After Thanksgiving?
Yeah, until December.
So Lou had been kind of beating this, you know, horse over the head since the beginning of the season. And maybe Lou Maloney might be onto something. Was this team, did they just go on that seven-game run and they just caught the perfect schedule, which worked out? But then when they got to Indianapolis, Buffalo again, and then another good Miami team, maybe they weren't as good as we all expected them to
they
be.
They blew out the number one seed in the AFC at home.
Who was that?
The Tennessee Titans. Who are the number one seed?
That was out.
Well,
that was without
Derrick Henry.
So how'd they get the number one seed?
That was without Derrick Henry.
How'd they get the number one seed?
That their schedule was easy. We over their
schedule. Was easy.
Yeah, we went over Tennessee's
Here's
schedule.
Here's the issue with all of
I
this.
I might be buying that.
This situation is not a new occurrence. 2019 with Brady, 2020 with Cam, 2021 with Mac. If the season truly starts after Thanksgiving, using the head coach's own metric, the last 3 years, they haven't been good teams because they have fallen on their face in the biggest games of the year. And I think a big cause of this is we talked about it early in the season when they were 2-4 and they were saying, we're better than our record is.
Mm-hmm.
That was Bill Belichick knowing this was a mentally weak team. So another hypothesis is that after that seven-game win streak, he started coaching them hard again, and they were like, hey, Meanie, what are you doing? Honestly, I mean, they are weak mentally on this team. It is a weak,
Both
fragile
sides of the
team.
Ball.
Everybody on the team, collectively, they are a weak, fragile team. In the biggest moments, they peed on their pants.
So then you'd blame Bill. Then you would, Curtis, then that would mean you would have to blame Bill Belichick, the GM, for bringing in guys that kind of can't be coached that way and might be weak-minded players.
What, now we're up against the clock? Now you're – oh, gosh. See what happens.
I have 3 days of trendings left. We got to get to the full trending. Who's going to take over trending, by the way?
When are Wiggy and I finally going to get to our leads?
We'll tease that next.
Okay.
You got to deliver on this stuff, Greg. Okay. Would you get your act together, please?
All right. We will get to the leads of Wiggy and myself coming up in just a little bit. But here is Corporate Ken and what is trending this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they are now offering sound wave therapy. Visit northeastmenshealth.com. Not a great night for the Bruins.
No. Do you put that all on Tuca? I put it on the defense as well.
Yeah, Bruce Cassidy was asked about this. They lose 7-1, give up 5 in the first. Tuca pulled after the first, but here's what the coach had to say.
It's problematic against anybody, Steve, to be honest with you. It's game, whatever, 36, so measuring stick. I don't know. We're building our game. We've been playing well lately, much better than the start of the year. Obviously not tonight. We had nothing. They were clearly better than us in every area. So this is less about the opponent, more about where we're at. Obviously, they forecheck hard, and some of the things they do well, some of the top teams do well, hard on pucks, get on top of you, get to the front of the net that, you know, we weren't nearly good enough, and we wouldn't have been good enough against the worst team in the league tonight.
Indeed, that seems to be the case. They did get back Grizzlick and Clifton, and I think they were rusty. I mean, they were out of whack. D was out of whack all over the place. So,
how long do you give Tuca, if any time,
that's a great
when
question.
It comes to being rusty?
That is a great question. I think you have to give him a month.
Okay.
You know, like for him to get back into the swing of things, because he's not playing every single night.
I wonder if he's bad. Who knows? But would they cut him? Would they just like say, look, it's not working out?
It's a little early for that discussion. Maybe they would.
I mean, Greg, is Tuca's D out of whack?
It could be that. Oh. Could be the issue.
I will miss the drops most of all. I mean, I might just have a Dale here drop in the back office.
Oh, yeah. Right. What about Dale for producer?
We'll have to consider it.
Ooh, yeah. Intern.
Would he be interested?
We're open to anybody. All candidates. Send your resumes.
Are you going to miss the Curtis one-liners?
yeah, definitely.
You said that with some confidence.
Just trying to get that hit rate up a little bit.
Are you going to meet with Curtis after every show to go over his failed one-liners?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Show was cooking with gas yesterday.
Bruins and Caps Thursday. Celtics have the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Divisional playoffs coming up. And all of the drama surrounding those four games this weekend. Also, interesting clip from Nick Caserio regarding Deshaun Watson in Houston on sports radio down there. He does not rule it out. They ask him whether there's a chance he could still play for the Texans, and he said this.
It's a good question. You know, I think, you know, there's been some commentary and, you know, that more than likely would not be the case, but I think we just have to be open-minded and just take the information and process it and ultimately make the decision. You know, that we feel makes the most sense for everybody involved, whatever that looks like.
So maybe they hire B-Flo and Watson stays. I don't know.
Yeah, he has such disdain towards the owner.
So, but Mayo's getting an interview, correct?
Yeah, we had a couple
down
of different
there, right?
Places.
Nobody's
expected to be. Yeah.
And what about are there reports that Caserio wants Josh McDaniels?
I have not heard those.
Yeah,
reports.
Yeah, I've seen that,
but. Not to say it's not out there. Curtis, check on that, will you?
Yeah. I had brought up the Flores to the Texans and then Deshaun stay. And you said that it was the ownership and that there was no chance that Deshaun would stay for that.
Yeah, not because his hatred is towards the owner. So even if they brought in B-Flo to be the coach, the owner's not going anywhere and he's still going to have to deal with him. So that's why I would be like,
And that's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show. One of Wiggy's hot leads coming up next. I'm confused as to which one, but we'll get one of those.
That's a good tease. Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just joining us, some sad news for this show this morning, but great news for the radio station. Ken Laird bumped up to a senior management position. He is now running the entire WEEI ship, and we will launch a 5 to 6 month search for his replacement immediately.
Do you want to start next week? I think we have to start next week.
What, looking for a producer?
Yep.
Why do we have to start next week?
Well, I got stuff to do, Greg.
I need some time to get my head around this whole thing.
Okay. I have never seen a program director with actual stuff to do.
I mean, it was a palace coup, essentially.
Yeah, by you. You wanted me off the show, and I went straight to David Field and said, get him out of here. Find another spot for him.
I mean, here's a 781 text that says, it really stinks that Ken is leaving. Get rid of Greg. He sucks. Would you stay and host the show if I left? Would that be a way to keep you on this program?
I don't think so. Curtis is rolling, though. He is a couple days in the... he now is, like, emboldened. How are you going to handle the growing ego of Curtis on the show?
Driver's seat.
This is Mike from Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning. First thing we should do is change Ken's name to King.
Yeah, yes, thank King you, Laird, yes.
And I think we should bring AB in, first candidate.
He is available.
Yeah.
He'll fit right in.
He and Wiggy would get along swimmingly.
He knows
his
way around Pro Tools. He got a nice song out, The Pit to the Palace.
The only reason I'm still alive is because I have a stable, normal person to my right. If I had AB next to me, I'd be in front of a train track.
Bring Spaz in then.
Did AB release his song with Kanye yet?
No, I haven't. No, that one hasn't came out.
Okay. Is he going to be on that song, the Easy song?
I'm not sure what he's doing with Kanye, but it was a collective group of people. Kanye, Madonna.
Yeah.
You know.
Because Kanye's song about Pete Davidson, that would be a good one for AB to be on.
Floyd Mayweather was there. It was just a whole group of people.
How about that shot that Kanye took at Pete Davidson in the song that he just released?
Good for him. Pete had a bump. I guess he beefed up his security. That's what you get for sleeping with your boys.
Can you use another word other than beefing things up when it comes to Pete Davidson, please?
But, sleeping with his man's, she ain't even his ex-wife. They're still married. And he's, that's not Kanye's ex-wife.
Were they ever officially married, he and
yes.
Kim?
Yeah.
I don't think they were.
Yeah.
They have a divorce.
No, they're just
so
separated.
He has a right to beef with them then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They were boys.
I mean, he says he's basically going to beat his ass.
No, he should on site as soon as he sees him.
He should?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Curtis, if your man slept with your wife, you won't have an issue with that?
Of course I would, but it don't sound like it.
Would you
want beef? Would you have beef, Curtis?
I don't have beef. I'm trying to, you know, I'm having a peanut butter sandwich right now.
If you put it in that frame of mind.
But that's the yes, way it is.
But I don't know how close Kanye and Pete Davidson actually were. They went to dinners sometimes. I think they have a lot of mutual friends.
I think if you go to dinner with somebody a bunch of times and you go to dinner with a guy and his wife and you take pictures with them and they've been, you know, seen at places together, I would think, you know, you would say, okay, that's his boy.
Send me from that crash just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
I like the song, to be honest.
That's it.
I believe the lifeguard has to beep out ass, by the way.
I'll tell you
what,
though.
Good riddance. Get him off this show. He dumps out of everything. Get him out of here.
AB should write a song about the coffee order Coco just put in. Cold brew French vanilla with oat milk. My God, what an order.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
What do you mean?
That is the longest order ever.
That's not a long order at all. You should see what I get at Starbucks.
Like Greg's just like iced coffee. That's good. That's easy.
What? I've ordered for Greg before where it's like a pump of pumpkin.
Ooh,
and
I do like pumpkin.
Yeah.
But only during the fall season.
No. Yeah. You were ordering pumpkin into December.
I only like it when it comes to apple picking season. That's when I like pumpkin in my coffee.
No, Greg orders his coffee as just a cup of cream with a splash of coffee.
All right. Can we finally get to Wiggy's lead?
Please.
Wiggy, what was your lead going to be this morning?
All right, so, you know, I had a couple. I battled with them throughout the night, and so I'm going to go with this. And I generally don't go down this road of politics. I stay right in the middle. There are some things that I like that the Demos do, and there are some things that I like that the Republicans do. So
right.
I kind of stay
You're
right.
A middle of the road kind
of
guy.
I'm a middle of the road
That's
guy.
That's what most of America is.
Yes, I am a middle of the road guy. Hey, women can do what they want, and, you know, if you want to carry a gun, I got no problem with it. Middle of the road. But there is one politician that really stands out and does something that I say, man, this is a guy that I would vote for. And this is Gary Chambers. He is a Louisiana politician running for the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
And he went and, you know, they come out with ads.
Campaign ads.
Campaign ads. And his ad, let's just hear his ad, and then I'll tell you what he did.
Okay. Every 37 seconds, someone is arrested for possession of marijuana. Since 2010, state and local police have arrested an estimated 7.3 million Americans for violating marijuana laws, over half of all drug arrests. Black people are four times more likely to be arrested for marijuana laws than white people. States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me. Hmm. I'm Gary Chambers, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
So now if you see it on the Twitch feed, you can actually see what he does. But
it's on the Twitch feed right now.
Yes.
That's the ad?
Yeah, so he's...
Well, the guy is smoking a blunt in the ad.
Right, but he's saying, hey, listen, not only... Because what do we hate about politicians?
Everything.
All talk.
I guess you could say it is. No, it's always them saying something, but then being hypocritical and not doing it. This guy here, he's saying, hey, listen... I smoke weed. I'm going to show the world. He's puffing on a blunt saying we are going to decriminalize the use of marijuana, get this destigmatization about what people think of weed. And you know what? Not only am I just going to go up there and talk about it like these empty politicians, but I'm actually going to sit in a chair in the middle of the woods and I'm going to puff on my blunt. And you're going to know that as a politician, hey, I smoke weed. Just like you, the common man and woman.
And he's got your vote for that.
He
for
has
the U.S.
my
Senate.
Vote. He has my vote.
It's simply by smoking a blunt in his campaign television ad, got your vote.
And it's a commercial that makes people watch, too. Right. You see that, you're like turning up the volume to hear what he's got to say.
He's keeping it 100 because people that smoke weed have a cooler mind and can get problems solved.
Wiggy, I smoke it.
Where do you stand on weed, Wiggy? Are you pro?
Hey, listen, it is from the earth. God put it here for you and me.
All right.
There's a lot of thing that's in the earth that you wouldn't want to be smoking.
Wiggy, thank you.
You're welcome.
My lead is brief this morning, but oftentimes we talk about on this show about Courtney and her generation.
Yes.
And the anxiety level.
Yes.
And I think based on a story that is in the news today, we may understand a little bit about what some in your generation are going through. There is a Playboy model who is in the news today. Her name is Elizabeth Marie Chevalier. She is from San Diego. And she wants everyone to know that even though she is in Playboy and on the cover of Maxim magazine and making herself an awful lot of money, she cannot get a date because she is too hot.
Oh, God.
This is so this is the issue. She has taken to the social media.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. So
you're looking at it?
Mm-hmm.
She has gone 6 months without being able to find a guy, and she says the issue is that she is too beautiful. I've never even considered it. You do?
Yep.
Yeah, I've never even considered this to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that if God has, or whoever, the creator, whomever mm-hmm. has graced you with good looks, mm-hmm. that you kind of just swim your way through life and, mm-hmm. and everything is A-okay. But this poor woman is suggesting that because she is so attractive, she mm-hmm. cannot get a date.
That's true.
This is the TikTok world. And Greg and I have actually talked about this off air, where mm-hmm. there's this new trend where people talk about how good looking they are mm-hmm. and what they can get out of that. It is mind blowing to me that people take to social media to be like, I am so good looking that this happens to me. It just doesn't make sense. And if you look up this girl, let me tell you, mm-hmm. she could have her pick of the litter. This woman right. is attractive.
So why is she whining about this?
Because
people... But she wants the attention?
Yes. It is the pick me girl. That is a concept right now. It's the pick me girl. Oh, does this make me look fat when you're like, you know, a twig where you want everyone to say, "How you could never look fat. Oh, I hate my boobs. They're too big. What? I would kill for your boobs." It is the pick me girl mentality. And it's written all over this girl.
I mean, I've never even...
Oh, we have so many drops from that. Great job.
I have never even considered that. Mm-hmm. to be a problem, and I should probably be more sympathetic mm-hmm. to the beautiful people in the world.
Dale here.
Because I thought they had it made. Honestly, I thought that the really attractive people right. around us, they had it made. But this is obviously a lot of anxiety for this poor thing.
Right.
Oh, that explains Dale's demeanor. He's got to, you know, deal with people being jealous.
She can't get herself a date because she is too hot.
Well, that you know what? That is the problem. Women that are fine, they're way too picky. That's mm-hmm. probably what it is. She could probably get a date, but she's not dating the regular
people. No, she says she's too intimidating for men.
Well, that is true.
Ugh, what there a handful. Don't you know immediately, Greg, when a woman's single, why? Like, you speak like 5 minutes, you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
But you can say the same thing about guys. Though,
not really.
You could say the same thing about guys. There have been a few dates I went on in my uh-huh. single days. Beautiful on paper. You sit down, you're like, yeah, this ain't for me. Yeah,
that's a handful.
But be honest, Greg. Have you seen a picture of this girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's just say Ken and Curtis were both single. Mm-hmm. And you talk about intimidation. There is no way on God's green earth that either one of them two are walking up to her and saying, "Excuse me, I'd like to buy you a drink."
What are you? Why are you picking those two? You don't think that the two of them would have the confidence to go up there?
No, I mean,
I mean, you're the Black Fabio, so I mean, how would you handle that situation?
My confidence level, I would if that is the problem, that when she talks about women that are fine, uh-huh. guys are intimidated. Unless you got it together as a dude, you ain't walking up to her.
And if you look at her ex-boyfriend, he went to Princeton.
Uh-huh.
It seems that he is financially stable.
You gotta be. Gotta be.
Do you think that matters to her? I mean, I look at her. I don't think it matters whether you're financially stable or not.
Yeah, that's high up on her ranking. Yeah.
You better come with a bag.
And then there's another guy further down on her Instagram. I mean, this woman has had her pick before, so she's in a little bit of a dry spell. Give me a break.
The only way Ken and Curtis pull this off if they got Bezos' checking account. Because then now they would have the confidence to go up there and be like, hey, listen.
It's funny. The people that traveled to the Bahamas with Greg had no idea what he did for a living.
Right. Exactly. I only know my personality.
Uh-oh.
That was a guy's trip, Curtis.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't invited.
That was a guy's trip. It may have been a few adjunct attendees, but it was all guys.
It was female adjacent.
This is a female adjacent, yes. This is Tony. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Good morning, Tanner people.
What's up?
I just wanted to make comments. I got four beautiful sisters. Two of them always had problems. Men wouldn't approach them. Men are intimidated by beautiful women. And the notion that Coco brought up about something new, no, it's old. It's old. I'm 72 years old. I'm telling you, it's as old as time. So that's all I wanted to say.
I don't buy it. I don't buy that this woman. You're with Tony?
Yeah, beautiful
You're
women.
Telling me this woman cannot get a date?
I believe it.
For 6 months?
Yep.
And she needs to explain the reason as she's too beautiful?
Don't you think it's a little bit of the pick me thing, though?
Guys are not, just random dudes are just not walking up to her. You got to have a lot of confidence, and you got to know when you walk up to a woman, that's fine. You got to know that you're bringing something to the table.
But hot legs.
But her pointing this out, her putting this out in the universe, right. She knows now her DMs are going to be inundated with guys being like, I'd love to take you out on a date. Hey, I saw that you said this.
Right.
She's doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
And that reason is pick me, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, but she's going to get like a lot of like, you know, Joey the troll guy. Like, hey, I'm a regular guy now. She's going to look at him and
Joey
go.
Joey the troll guy.
It's like, she's opening herself up for the DMs, like you said, but now regular dudes.
I feel
Hot
like
mess husker.
I feel like if a regular guy, like myself, were to reach out to her, she would have no interest in them whatsoever.
Well, I'm sure. Did you already try? Did you slide in?
No, I have not.
Said,
hey,
you read this.
I have not slid into her DMs. I can't slide into anybody's DMs because I can't figure out how to work my new iPhone
13. True.
Well, it depends.
I don't even have Uber Eats. It's a real problem for me. I can't even get my Uber Eats app back.
Well, in an odd way, that might help your situation with women.
I don't know if I'm more upset about not being able to access my Instagram or my Uber Eats.
No, I would say it's the Instagram.
You think so?
Yeah.
Right.
And why are your hands shaking?
And if you are going to slide into her DM, if you take a picture from your rooftop pool, I think she might.
Yeah.
I think she might give you a run.
If she sees your NEMA key, she might be like, ooh, he's cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy it. I just don't. I don't think it's going to play well with America. I don't think they want to hear somebody say, I can't get a date because I'm too beautiful.
Definitely don't want to hear that.
Right?
No.
Right. All right. We need to get to the news, but we're running behind. Can we take a break and then do the news?
Let's do a couple stories of the news.
You want to? Okay. All right.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I would like to
let's
do that.
It.
Okay.
It's time for.
And it was Betty White. And she says, OJ, you're looking for your kitten. He's here at the house.
The news.
My vision is look forward with inspiration, strength, and courage.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I really like a lot of her songs. I'd have to look in my phone to get a name.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Illustrating that absurdity by wearing women's underwear on my face sounds perfect.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, the government quietly launched its website for Americans to request free at-home COVID-19 testing yesterday, a day before the site was scheduled to officially go online. Now, there were some reports yesterday afternoon of issues relating to the website's address verification tool. There's a whole thing that's supposed to be...
Hold on. How can, whether it's the federal government or the state government, how is it possible that in 2022... they can't build a website that works?
You can't get into your Instagram right now.
Yeah,
so.
I am not tech savvy. I'm an idiot.
Right.
These people they have billions of dollars at their disposal. When they need it, they just print another billion, Ken. How can they not get it? So this is a website in which isn't like, don't you go to the U.S. Postal Service or something to get your free test delivered at home? Or
COVID-19-vaccine-plan-MA. At mass.gov.
Okay. So
Shut up, Greg. That is user-friendly. You heard how easy that is to access. Yeah.
So they launched the thing, and it doesn't work.
Well, it you can get on, but then there's a verification tool for your address, and then it's supposed to be, you know, the four tests per household. People were saying that wasn't working.
Okay.
Here is White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
Every website launch, in our view, comes with risk. We can't guarantee there won't be a bug or two.
I filled mine out yesterday. We got an email for that.
You did?
For free at-home testing. So hopefully I'll get it.
No, well, I think the president went on AOL Messenger to try to sort the problem out.
Netscape had its server issues.
Can you sell them
is
when
he,
you get them?
Is this thing a dial-up modem? Is that what's going
yeah,
on
Yeah, it was
there,
a 288, and Prodigy okay. website okay. was down.
What All would right. Biden's screen name be, you think?
I'm old.
AAM.
What would his
Joey
screen?
Byron.
Byron?
Can you sell
That's
them?
That's a TikTok.
Can you what?
Can you sell the test when you get them? Oh. Like it's costing me no money to get
when
these.
When you get these free tests, can you turn around and sell them on right. the black market? Well, and I guess you could.
Right, does it like you know when you get tickets they say don't sell tickets?
Right.
Is there some type of small print that says don't sell these or can you sell them?
I don't think the intent is to sell them. I think you keep them at home and if you get the sniffles, you give yourself a little test before you go anywhere.
Visit vaccines.com. Uh-huh. .gov. Uh-huh. Vaccines.com.
All right. I think we got to take the break now, right? Okay. More news with Courtney including the dumbest of the day. Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Right in the middle of the news when we were so rudely interrupted. So let's continue, Courtney.
Well, let's go right into a Mom of the Year candidate.
Mom!
The Greg Hill Morning Show is proud to present...
Mommy!
Today's nominee...
Have a clue!
...for Mother of the Year.
Whoa! Your mother must dance at the nicest strip club in town.
Okay, who is it?
So we're learning more about a Waterbury, Connecticut teacher. She left... two children under the age of 12, her own kids, at home when she left the state for a few days.
Hmm. How old are they?
Under 12.
They're under the age of 12.
Yes.
And she left them home by
home alone. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For a few days.
Yes.
Where was she going?
Out of state, it
Casino
says.
Casino or something?
Well,
or,
I don't know, but she was arrested on Saturday.
Okay.
She was charged with two counts of risk of injury to a minor and two counts of reckless endangerment in the second degree. Here's one law enforcement expert, Lisa Daddio.
Those charges are all felonies. So, you know, the woman who was arrested got charged with four felonies for one incident. And so it's likely that she will face jail time.
Mm. When I'm thinking under 12, you're like, what, fourth grade, third grade?
Yeah.
That's young.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would like what was the age that you were left home alone, Wiggy?
A couple hours?
For a couple days.
It's like 21 for me.
This is why you take Greece with you everywhere you go. Right?
I would say probably like teenage years.
I mean, you're not really, what's the age at which you're considered to be a grown up now? 30, 35? Like what's the current age, Kev?
43.
What's your freshman year in high school? Eighth grade year? Like
freshman year, you're like turning 16, 15.
What?
No, you're 14.
No, you're
14.
Not that old.
But okay, it's your sophomore year, 14, your 16th 15, birthday?
Like so that, yeah. Eighth grade would be like you're right around 13 at that point?
I honestly don't think my parents ever left me home alone for a few days I was in college.
You're an only child. I mean, that you end up
I was an only child.
Yeah.
You were an only child,
yeah.
too?
I don't think
Yeah, Curtis, you're not an only child.
No.
You end up being pampered when you're an only child.
But pampered? I would have liked to be left alone for a few days.
Yeah, the parents are more concerned about when they only have one. They tend to, you know, what you do is you make Curtis will learn this. He's soon to be a father.
Mm-hmm.
You make, you know, you get very nervous and concerned and overprotective of your first, and then you let the second, third ones just run roughshod.
Like at 13, I would much rather leave a girl home by herself, because I feel like girls are way smarter and way more, like, mature than boys. So, like, if you were 13 or something like that, not you don't want to leave for a couple days.
Right.
But if you say, you know what, hey, we're going out for a night.
We'll be back.
Like, a 13-year-old girl who's, like, almost in high school is way more mature, and you feel, like, more confident than you would if it was a 13-year-old boy you leave him by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're out of diapers. They can fend for themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, so she's a teacher. Is she going to lose her teaching position?
I'm guessing she's going to. I mean, she's facing felony charges.
Probably the right thing to do.
A slew of international airlines yesterday cut flights, so we're very lucky to have Mr. Greg Hill back in the building because...
Curtis was doubting me, but there are problems with the airlines left and right. They cancel these flights. They don't have enough people to work.
Well, it's also because of the deployment of 5G service.
Right, 5G.
Yeah.
Oh, the 5G.
Yeah. The 5G.
Yeah, so AT&T and Verizon, they agreed to limit the 5G C-band service around select airports, but this still affected air travel yesterday. Here's one Captain Dennis Tazier from Allied Pilots Association.
The FAA lists 17 systems that could be affected, and it says the pilot may not catch those errors in time to maintain safe flight and landing.
Hmm.
That whole thing is a big scam.
Flying?
No, the whole thing about how you can't use the wireless on the plane.
Such a scam. I
mean, yeah.
They charge you to use it.
Right.
Well, so,
They act like, you know, if you're to go, like, if you're sitting on a plane and you use the wireless on your phone, you're somehow going to bring the airline down. That's the biggest scam going.
No.
Yeah.
What it's 2022 here.
Right. Because they want you to pay for it.
You're not supposed to be texting somebody while you're in the air? Yeah,
And the other thing is, you're holding a laptop that weighs like a pound and a half, and you're watching a movie, and the flight attendants are like, put that under your seat. It's like, what the hell? I'm watching The Office. It's not going to crash the plane.
You would think that they would have the Wi-Fi, like, modems in the plane that you wouldn't have to pay for the upgrade in Wi-Fi.
You don't have to pay on JetBlue. It's free.
Well, but do you get real Wi-Fi, or is it like
it's messaging? You have to pay for the Wi-Fi, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I'm.
Or
seeing.
Like streaming, you definitely can't stream.
Yeah, because, like, you know, if I have Wi-Fi, I can watch my at-home TV. But in order to do that on the plane, which is the biggest thieves out there, you got to pay for it.
Were we just talking about somebody's wife who believes that 5G caused COVID? Who was that? We were talking about that on the show.
Yeah, that was. Oh man, who was that?
Ellen?
No.
I don't remember.
But I do know, speaking at 9 o'clock, there will be a douche move related to being on a plane dealing with electronics that may involve somebody on the show.
Really?
So, yep.
I don't know if we'll have time for that. All right.
Many mild adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine, such as headaches and fatigue, could be attributed to a negative version of the placebo effect called nocebo.
Nocebo. Mm.
So what their scientists are finding is that in placebo-controlled COVID-19 clinical trials, 35% of placebo recipients reported adverse side effects compared to 46% of vaccine recipients after one vaccine dose.
Okay, so you and Wiggy.
Yes.
Who, this was before the show started,
were
both whining about the symptoms of your boosters.
Well, I didn't get the boosters, my shot.
Your shot.
Yeah.
You didn't really feel those effects. That was a placebo or a nocebo effect. You really didn't, it's all in your head.
World-class liar.
Mine was definitely not a nocebo.
Yeah. Really? How do you know?
Because I took my temperature. What? So can you make yourself have a higher temperature?
Of course you can.
So
look at me during the show. I have a higher temperature than everybody else in here.
So the night sweats.
That's because you're hot.
The night sweats and the chills, that was all in my head.
That's what they're saying. Oh. Science is saying it's all in your head.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No.
Okay.
Eye scans could be the future of calculating your risk of dying. Something really uplifting on this Wednesday. So researchers are saying that the retina acts as a window into allowing doctors to take a deeper look at someone's health.
Uh-oh.
Australian scientists have now linked a bigger retinal age gap to a heightened risk of death. So this gap is the difference between someone's chronological age and the estimated biological age of their retina. So they look.
So what does this mean?
So they can look at your eye, and you know the black part of your retina.
Mm-hmm.
There's this gap that they can tell how old the eye looks in relation to your actual age. That gap can determine when you're going to die.
And I just put yours in here, Greg. You're 117.
So look me in the eye.
No, but so you could get an eye test.
Yes.
Based on this new technology.
Right.
And they're going to tell you when you're going to die.
Correct.
Would you want to know?
No. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Who wants to know?
You might have the opportunity to live life, to live like you were dying.
Yeah, no.
Well, live every day like you're dying and you'll have a good
rejoin.
Yeah. Good rejoin.
I don't know.
Carpe diem, right, Greg?
I don't know. Curtis, would you want to know?
No. Hell no.
I don't think anybody would
want to
know.
I mean, the opposite is true with you. People look at you and they think you're dying.
Yeah.
No.
I think he's already dead.
Every day at 3 in the morning, a part of me dies.
But I don't know. Ken, would you want to know?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't want to know.
I don't think anybody would want to know.
So
that.
You could go get a test and they say, hey, sorry. You got about 4 years left.
Right. Or you go get a test, say, you know what? You got 60 years left
to live. See, then I think that would get into your head. Like, that would affect you mentally.
I would.
You'd have so much anxiety, you couldn't function.
Well, yeah.
Anxiety off the off the charts if they told you that.
Have you ever met with somebody who could read futures or psychic? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the same thing. I'm always nervous when I do that they're going to tell me when I'm dying.
What if they told you weren't going to make it to your wedding, the wedding of the century?
Oh, I don't believe none of that.
Big planning weekend.
Don't believe any of that stuff, though. Yeah, I don't believe none of that. You could tell me when I'm dying, but you can't tell me the lottery numbers?
Greg, what would you do if you had one trip? Before you die.
Only one trip.
Where would you go? What would you do?
I would,
Davios.
No. I would probably go volunteer at some sort of third world nation kind of thing.
Yeah, you've always talked about that.
I've always wanted to do that. That's on my bucket list.
You wanted to go to Haiti.
Yes. All right. Courtney, that's the news.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a dumbest of the day. But...
Well, we'll have to get to that when we come back.
Yes.
Ken runs a tight ship around here now that he is a member of senior management, now that he is the operations manager. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with the dumbest of the day and other things.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.